And now we're joined by James Baker, who was chief of staff for President Reagan during that first term and then became Secretary of the Treasury at the start of the second term in a kind of job swap with Donald Reagan. Mr. Baker, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
When you look back on both of those terms, what do you think of as the greatest successes and the greatest failures?
Well, I think that Ronald Reagan's greatest success was that he restored America's pride and confidence in itself. We'd been through a very tough period for a number of years, but this president held certain principles very, very deeply. He stuck to those principles through thick and thin, and by sticking to those principles, Linda, he changed the world. He was really a wonderful, wonderful boss, if I could put it that way, in addition to being a truly great president.
There were also some enormous political changes in the country, which we're seeing it play out now, but I think it's fair to say that Ronald Reagan launched the conservative movement in America that is in power today in the House and the Senate and the White House.
If he didn't launch it, and I agree with you, I think he did launch it, but if he didn't, he certainly did more than anybody else to bring it about and to help it grow. They referred to that, as you will recall, as the Reagan Revolution, and I think it was truly a real revolution.
There were some dark moments, though. The assassination attempt was one when everyone was so frightened for the president, but there were political dark moments, the Iran-Contra affair, that long investigation, the Tower Report, and the president finally making the decision to come before the American people and say that mistakes were made.
Well, that's true, but if you look at the full 8 years of his presidency, the full two terms, you can only really point to that one thing as being a potential mistake. I think that's a pretty darn good record, and I think history is going to treat this president extraordinarily well. He was a man, Linda, of private but I think enormous spiritual strength. He was like a rock even when Iran-Contra broke. I mean, you didn't see him get flustered. He could get mad from time to time, and he did if somebody suggested contravening his principles. But he had a great, really wonderful inner strength that I think contributed to his achievements.
Do you this detachment that you were sort of referring to? The president wasn't hands-on in his management of the White House. He left a great deal to the people who worked for him, including you. What do you think about that as a sort of a style, a way of doing things?
Well, I think you have to that the test of the pudding is in the eating. I mean, I think most everybody would agree that this president had an extraordinarily successful two-term presidency. He was one of the really giant presidents that America had during the 20th century. And I don't think that's really debated. So I think the management style worked. It certainly worked, it seems, for the country. The country went into his presidency in pretty bad shape, and it came out of it in great shape, both from the standpoint of peace and security and from the standpoint of economic growth.
Jim Baker, I wonder about you left the White House. We're just sort of temporizing here for a moment because we think President Bush is going to be speaking. But could I ask you, did you regret leaving the White House itself to go over to the Treasury? Did you ever think that you would like to be back there in the center of things again?
No, I really didn't. I really never did regret that because I held that White House chief of staff job, I think, Linda, longer than anybody in history except two people, and both of them had serious legal problems. And I was there for 4 years and 2 weeks, and I hope and believe that I served the president well as Secretary of the Treasury. We were able, as you recall, to enact fundamental tax reform, the only time that has been accomplished in 100 years. And so I really never had any regrets. I was at the heart of the political centrifuge long enough in 4 years and 2 weeks. Now, you do remember that I did go back as chief of staff
right.
for President Bush for a brief period, 3 months, I think, in 1992.
Right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
You're sure welcome, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye. James Baker, who was Ronald Reagan's chief of staff during the first term.